I'm standing on the edge of the Thames here in a place called Jacob's Island. And to be honest, it's quite a nice view over the Thames. There's quite a few boats in front of me where people are obviously living, trees on top of them. Just behind me there's a place that's been renamed Jacob's Island. It's kind of a new group of buildings with a nice landscape park, and maybe you can hear the waterfall in the background. So it's all quite chic, to be honest. It's quite expensive. But it never used to be this way. And in Charles Dickens' novel Oliver Twist, he wrote this about this exact area. He said that this place was full of crazy wooden galleries common to the back of half a dozen houses, with holes from which to look upon the slime beneath, wooden chambers thrusting themselves out above the mud and threatening to fall into it, as some have done. Dirt-besmeared walls and decaying foundations, every repulsive likenment of poverty, every loathsome indication of filth, rot, and garbage, all these ornament the banks of Jacob's Island. And from where I'm standing here, it looks like all that has definitely changed.